Summer camp is an American tradition, but it's a novel concept for many young refugees who come to Pittsburgh. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young reports from one day camp that specializes in acclimating recent arrivals.
On a humid Friday afternoon in the West End, students are practicing soccer, pushing each other on the swings, and singing. Some primarily speak Swahili, some Arabic, but they all understand how to play. This is the Pittsburgh Refugee Youth Summer Enrichment Program, or PRIZE, and it's built just for them. Working on English is a big focus, so each morning starts with classroom time, something some of the kids have never experienced in America. Today they're journaling and practicing writing sentences by playing the game Two Truths and a Lie. Jackson Uemana reads his lines to the group, who have to guess the lie.
A little louder. I read that louder, guys.
Okay, thank you.
I love red corn. I like to play football. I like to go to school.
Turns out his favorite color is actually blue. It's Hamadi Hamadi's second year at PRIZE. The 15-year-old says they don't have summer camp in his home country.
Kenya, when I was there, my family was poor. They don't have nothing, no food. So we decided to come to America. We came to America when I was 10 years old.
Hamadi is naturally quiet, but his counselors say he's more extroverted this year and even branching out, making friends beyond just the group of East African kids.
It helped you talk aloud like that. Yeah, sometimes I feel shy to talk.
Jenna Barron says improving communication is key. She's the executive director of Arise, the nonprofit which runs the camp. She says the political climate in the U.S. makes it even more urgent to create a space specifically for these kids to express themselves and their needs, something usually beyond the capacity of English as a second language facilitators in school.
I think ESL teachers really look to us to provide a fun space that's not high stakes, and that leaves a lot of opportunity for kids to make friends with other kids who are having similar experiences.
Barron says lots of refugee kids miss out on extracurricular programs. Besides the language gap, many kids have responsibilities at home, like taking care of younger siblings. So PRIZE works with resettlement agencies and intentionally reaches out to parents to get them on board.
I think this is a very new experience for a lot of families.
In most ways, these are just average kids, but they often come from places of war and violence. Counselors are trained to deal with kids who may have experienced trauma, and the camp takes extra care to create a stable environment.
Every morning, making sure they can see the schedule and they know what's going to be happening and they know what to expect. We have a list of which counselors will be on site that day, so then they're not surprised or concerned about where people are.
Barron says practically everything is new to these kids, but PRIZE helps ensure a smooth transition into the next school year. They become familiarized with American foods, learn how to follow a structured lesson plan, and even how to navigate public transportation to camp. Things that Mbavu Moja Hussein from Congo now loves to do.
And I'm come here, I have so much fun. I like here every day. And next summer, I'm gonna come here.
And after all, having fun is what summer camp is all about. I'm Virginia Alvino Young, 90.5 WESA News.